USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants a no-fly zone implemented over his country. He made that plea, among others, in a video call with some members of Congress on Saturday. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was on that call. The Democrat on NBC's Meet the Press says it was surreal.
To have a person there on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday of congestive heart failure at age 88. He was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
An American basketball star is in hot water in Moscow.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothering them, has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hundreds have been evacuated in Bay County, Florida, which is in part of the Panhandle, where two big wildfires are raging. The area is still recovering from Hurricane Michael, which struck it more than 3 years ago. The fires are threatening at least 750 homes. There's no word on when residents are able to return. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The former vice president delivered a message to party donors.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. The former vice president said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man, while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in his speech. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Actor Mila Kunis and her husband, fellow actor Ashton Kutcher, promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Kunis was born in the Ukraine and immigrated to the United States with her family in 1991. The couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 was raised on their GoFundMe page. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.